after all that time still doesn't feel real. I know how that sounds. I do. Probably sounds like before. Back when we were alive. Back when all our plans just stopped right there. Don't tell me you... No, baby. You didn't have to do all that. You had a fast track to heaven, you know that. Now you're down here with me now. I think it's mighty ironic. You were always loyal like a dog, and I was always... I won't say I wasn't, because I was. I never thought of anyone like I did you. Doesn't change the fact that we were in a dark place. So dark, in fact, that I thought we'd never escape it. And when I finally got an escape, it came with a betrayal, so it wasn't anything that I wanted. Hell, I got lost in the booze and drowning out what I wasn't for you. I thought a million billion times that I had done everything wrong. That there weren't second chances in the world. Then you come walking through those doors and I just think of myself, like, how did we end up like this? How did we ever get this far? Honey, what happened back on Earth after that accident, that betrayal that I did? I'm not gonna ask for all the details, because I think I'd be sick if I'd heard everything, but no, I'm not gonna be weak, and I'm definitely not gonna let you suffer anymore. They're safe now. There's no more big decisions of who lives and who doesn't. No more big decisions where you need to put yourself into a situation where you follow me like a puppy dog. God damn it. I can see it in your eyes. I saw it at the start. You know that. I could tell it was you with one glance. Even if I couldn't believe it. Even if everything I thought I knew, I didn't quite know as well as I thought I did. All the good you did, all the bad I did, we should have never been together, is what some part of me says. I realize it when I look into those golden eyes. You always had the energy that our dog Pharaoh had. He was a good dog. Oh, and Sonny. I remember Sonny too. I hope they also went to a good place, honey. I miss them. I don't have to miss you anymore. And that alone makes my heart feel a million things. I thought I was gonna be down here forever, just never having to see you again. And I was scared. You couldn't tell me my feelings were just this or that, but they weren't. They weren't just this or that. That was everything. You were everything to me. And you still are. And I see it now. I see what I wasn't to you, and it hurts. That's why when I look at you, I tear up. Because you're looking at me with those puppy dog eyes. Like I ain't nothing wrong. And that makes me guilty. It makes me real guilty. I'm not gonna tell you I had big secrets, because that wasn't that interesting. But I did some dark things that you knew about and you accepted back then. But why, I always thought, why would you stick to me like glue when you know I'm a bad man? Why would you hold out belief in someone who made all the bad choices? You never had to. I never understood why you came to those slums. I understood the goodwill. I understood that that's what you were, a shining light piercing through the darkness. So why did you end up here? That's what my heart keeps telling me, screaming for me to do something better, to make a difference. Maybe that's why, when I've been running this bar, this silly little hotel, I always hoped one day I'd see those eyes looking at me. But when it finally happened, you were there. I didn't have the words. I thought I would. Must have ran through it a million times in my head. And even now, I'm just a husk. And what could I do? What could I do if I wasn't? I can't take back what I've done, baby. I can't take back that I left early. And I can't take back that everything I did was a great big mess that I never picked up after. In fact, it was just one that kept getting messier by the day. Look, I know I must be the villain in so many people's story, but I know you're the hero. You're the one they were always holding out for. The one that always saved the day, because you saved me too. I was just another one of those lost souls that you ran by and saved. You just never left for some reason. Never could tell why. What do I got, baby? What keeps you sticking around, and why? Why is it you still look at me with all that hope in your eyes? Ain't we in hell? I mean, come on. You gotta have some resentment in there for me, right? I do. Just like when I was standing on that pulpit and I said I do. We had that. I'd say it all over again. But that's not the point, is it? That's not always the point. It doesn't matter how I feel. It matters what's good for you. It matters about doing the right thing for once in my second life. Look, listen to me. And you listen well. I do love you more than anything. I've never loved anyone even close to you. I've only ever had these feelings for you. Hell, I don't think I could ever feel this way again, and it scares me. It scares me because I know I'm not the kind man you think I am. And I know you won't take that answer, and believe me, I've already faced those demons trying to convince you you could be so much happier with someone else, but at the same time, I'll be damned if I see that happen. I couldn't bear it, baby. I want you to myself, I do. But can I really justify that? When you're the good, you're everything good that was ever in my life. And when I was probably everything bad to you, then what's that supposed to mean? You know what I did for a living, and you still stood by me. It wasn't that you didn't tell me it was wrong, but you always believed me when I said it was for a better life, that we'd somehow have that picket fence, that dream home, that place that money could buy, but money didn't buy anything more than blood. And I know you were happy without it. You always said we don't need those things, and I always wanted to spoil you. I always dreamed of it, because that's all the things you never got. You came to those slums, and you saved so many lives. You were more prevalent than any god up there ever could. You were doing the work, not him, not anyone else. Maybe that's why I ended up down here. One of the many reasons, but I could never accept it. I could never forgive that bastard, because why do you have to be the angel for him? Even if you didn't believe in any special things, you believed in good in people. You saw the good in people and you went for it full send. You didn't stop. And that's why when I see you, I'm reminded of all those times you were the light shining in the bitter darkness, and you never, ever, ever failed. I know it's an exaggeration, and sure, maybe you stumbled and fell, but you never, ever failed. You know that? You never failed. Not once in my book. And I realize that that's part of it. Part of why when I see you now, I want to believe we can have a better second chance. I want to believe I'm a better man than that after having to say goodbye when I didn't want to, when I fought against it, when I failed. It's hard to look you in the eye sometimes, because when I do, I don't want you seeing how broken I am. I know my confidence from before was astronomically bigger than now. At least it came across that way, I'm sure. But knowing you, you saw right through me, didn't you? You saw right through me, as if you were looking through the clearest water to see the heart right inside. Like you could see it beating in my chest. And I may be a lot of things, but I'm not a man so cruel as to not see. All my dreams were with you, and they still are. Not so blind. Husk or not, I'm still me. And what's left of me ain't going anywhere, so I guess I have a lot of time to reminisce and fix myself. You're right. Maybe I can be that man. I know that a lot of times I was never what I wanted me to be for you. But you still smile, bright as the sun. And I never forgot. I never once forgot. I only wished I had some way of remembering everything. Well, I guess that's kind of pointless now, huh? Now that you're right in front of me. Hey, don't look so happy about it. And besides, I know, puppy dog, that you got a little heart and you wear that on your sleeve, but just know that I'm not that good of a man. I wish there were some secrets to confess. But it's not that simple, right? It boils down to what moral ambiguity you can make up, you know? And I'm terrible at playing pretend. I crave it because I crave you. I don't want to be some moral saint. And I know you did it out of the kindness of your heart, helping so many people, even when you didn't have that much. But I want to be that selfish bastard that steals you away, that protects that golden heart behind those eyes I could look into forever. And I'm not letting you go. Because, God, if I made the same mistake twice, I don't care where I would go after that. Because it wouldn't matter anymore. I'm not going to blow it again. I'm not going to let gambling. I'm not going to let booze. I'm not going to let anything take me away from you. And I mean it. Oh, I mean it. I mean it more than I've ever meant anything else. Almost as much as when I said, I love you. That last time. I can't make this time easy, I can't. But it's still that second chance I've always dreamed of. Like, finally, someone gave a shit about it. Those dreams you have in your head, those what-if situations, what if everything went well instead of terrible? You're living proof of that, baby. Living proof. 100%. I love you. You can tell me all the stories you want. You can talk my ear off. You can tell me anything and everything. Because I'm here for you. I'm here with you. And I'm not gonna be even gazing at anyone else, but I never could because you steal the spotlight. You know that. I was always so proud of you. And always so enamored. And I couldn't look anywhere else. I saw you and I really was complete, you know. Not as much as someone like me could be. I realized somewhere along the broken glass and broken dreams that I had to do something. Even if I failed then, I don't need to fail again. So, as far as second chances, consider me a changed man. Because I won't be making those mistakes again. Sings to the tune in our hearts. Not sway back and forth. I need you wrapped around me. I need you badly. I need you more now than I ever needed anything else. I swear that it's gonna be okay. And this time won't be the same. It's one of you up there. And I won't let it be. You hear me? I'm different from back then. I'm a changed man. I never thought the memory of you what saved me from making those mistakes, but you're more than a memory, baby. And I'm more than a man who leaves first. I'm a man who comes back no matter what. I love you. I love you so much. So much. There's that gaze again. The one when your hands always wrap around my waist like that. I can tell what you're thinking. But at the same time, you're walking mystery. And I always love that part of you. The part that don't know what you want until you take it. The part that always has me reeling. Feeling so much more than I knew I could. I don't stop. Don't stop. No matter what it is, I'm yours, baby. I don't care if my body is different now or yours is too. All I care about is that I can be the man you always needed for once in my life. Kisses are deadly, and your touch too. Every bit of you is a lethal weapon to my heart. And I feel every little desire, and I know that you truly do care about me still. It's more than I deserve. Way more than I deserve. I want you to feel that love. I want you to feel all of me, baby. I want you to feel that you're wanted, loved, needed, everything. Yep, everything I always knew I needed. You're everything to me. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop. Although something tells me you wouldn't stop even if you could. That after everything, all the time we've been away, you wanted this just as much as me. Though I guess I'm the one that's still on the uptake. Given how one of the first things we did was go back here and have a little hideaway. So what if it's cramped space is more room for me to melt into you? More room for you to stay right in Mia's arms like that. You're so kissable, so wonderful, so perfect. I wouldn't change anything about you. Nothing. Not a single thing. Those hands. Just as devious and contrasting as it used to be. Don't tell me you were just playing the role of the saint. Nah, you're too genuine for that. But maybe it's time the saint had a nice, good old-fashioned fall. But this time you stay down here with me. You be a little more selfish. You say what you really, really want. What about that baby cakes? What about that? I never dream of telling my baby boy what to feel. Instead, I just want you to feel. Even if our bodies are different, it doesn't change anything, you know. We're still just as compatible, just as maddeningly in love. And just as compatible, I'll tell you what. I don't give a fuck if cats and dogs don't get along. We'll break those rules, baby. And this cat has claws, I'll tell you what. You like that? My body's like that. Tails entwined. Claws on your back. You like that, baby? Sense of urgency, of danger. We always were living in danger. My cute butt needing a slap. I feel you, baby. Because we're so close, I can feel how hot you are. That cock getting wet for me. Let's keep it that way then, shall we? I'm not gonna lie, after all this time, the only thing I can think of is how badly I wanna fuck your brains out again. Wanna make love to you, make you feel how loved you deserve to feel, for the chances I didn't get. Just as this clock slips right between those thighs, I want you to close your eyes, baby, and don't you dare open them. Your neck is just full of sensitivity like back then. Or maybe my teeth are a little sharp at the nose counter. Oh, that noise. Like you're whining, begging for it. And I haven't even shoved it in yet, baby. Is that what you want? You wanna watch me? You wanna see it, huh? That cute face. Just as attracted to you now as I was back then. Don't get it mixed up, baby. Don't dare get it mixed up, baby, no. Not yet. And so, let's see. You could take all 9 lies out of me. Maybe I can make it so that you go straight to heaven. How much I make you come. You're so goddamn tight. You know that. The deeper I slip inside you, the more stuck I get. The more the feeling. You don't have to worry about those, baby. I ain't gonna hurt you. But I am gonna make you feel so good, it hurts. insides feel like heaven, baby. And every time I think about it, heaven is where you are with me. I don't care about our surroundings or our circumstances. I care about you. I've always been that way. Always. Never fucking changing. Because I don't know how, and I'm stubborn in my ways, so fuck it. I want you, and that's all I care about, baby. I want you to feel me every single day of the week, every single second. I don't want to let you have any time to fall out of love with me, because I think you could do better. Fuck that. No. I want you to be all mine. All mine, baby. All mine, baby. Fuck. Fuck. You're a wild ride, you know that. That was a ride in my fucking cock. Fuck.
What? I only said it 'cause you're glowing like gold.
worth a bite. Besides that new look of yours, what do you want me to call you, huh? You want me to come up with something more creative? I'll think about it, but I think I'd rather just call you mine. I'd rather just look into those eyes and show you that I'm not for show. That I'm more of a man now than I ever was when we were human. I'd take being a demon with you and burning in this hell forever. No matter how many times that big man up the stairs offered me heaven, I wouldn't take it. You're mine. And I'm sticking with you. You hear me? I'm sticking with you. No matter what, baby. No matter what. No more leaving this time, okay? No more leaving. And no more bad thoughts and none of that. I'm your man and I'm here to stay. And I claim every moment of your time because I'm selfish. Might get in the way of your charity case. But I don't care, baby. I'm your man.